Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Amen. As we give God the praise for this Sunday morning, amen, it is a true blessing to be here before you. You could have been anywhere else, amen, but you decided to stop by and to worship with us. Thanks be to God for you. Thanks be to God for his son, Jesus the Christ. I don't know about you, but I am just so thankful and grateful for life. Amen. I am so grateful for the blood of Jesus. I am so grateful that the blood of Jesus cleansed me of all of my sins, amen, and presented me faultless before the throne. I'm going to let somebody know that today we need to celebrate the gift of life, amen. We need to celebrate the gift of freedom. We need to celebrate how good God has been to us, amen, through his son, Jesus the Christ, and that so long as we are on this earth, amen, the blood continues to run fresh upon us every single day. Well, good morning to you, amen. I am Pastor D. This is the Jubilee Affair and the Fuse Memorial Worship Experience. God bless you. Come on in. The water is just fine, amen. We're going to get started. Brother Tony, will you bless us, sir, with a song?
Good morning, everyone. Another day that the Lord has kept us. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessings.
Yes, yes.
Lord, I want to live for thee every day and hour. Let thy spirit be with me in his saving power. In my weakness be my strength. In my trials all be thy near me all the day. Hear my every call. Keep my heart and keep my hand. Keep my soul, I pray. Keep my tongue to speak thy praise. Keep me all the way. Oh, keep my heart and keep my hand. Keep my soul, I pray. Keep my tongue to speak thy praise. Keep me all the way. Lead me not to walk alone, lest I droop and die. Let thy spirit go with me and attend my cry. Oh, keep my heart and keep my hands. Keep my soul, I pray. Keep my tongue to speak thy praise. Keep me all the way. Oh, keep my heart and keep my hand. Keep my soul, I pray. Keep my tongue to speak thy praise. Keep me all the way. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, sir. Bless you.
Amen. Amen. Now we will have the affirmation of faith. Good morning, saints. Let us unite in the historic confession of the Christian faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. God bless you all.
Dear gracious and eternal God, our Father, we just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You did it once again, Father, and that is waking us up this morning, allowing us, Father, to be able to come into your presence once again. We just thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy, Father. It's your grace and your mercy, Father, that has allowed us to be able to still be able to breathe, walk, talk, sing praises unto you, Father, and give you the glory that you so rightfully deserve. We ask you, Father God, first, before we ask you of anything, Father, that you would please forgive us of our sins, Father. Forgive us, Father God, for anything that we may have done to offend you through thought, word, or deed. We thank you, Father, for hearing this and forgiving us, Father, and having your ears inclined to hear what we request of you. We ask you, Father God, that you would come and sit on the pews of our hearts this morning. We invoke your presence into our service, Father God. Let your spirit rain down supreme, Father God, on this service, that have your way, Father God, that you would just send your Holy Spirit, Father God. Have your way, Father. Lord God, we send you a fresh anointing, Father, that you would touch the messenger this morning, Father God. Open the ears of the hearers, Father, that we'll not only be able to hear, we'll receive, but we'll also apply the word that you've given to us, Father. We just thank you, Father. We thank you for our pastor. We thank you for his vision, Father, that you have entrusted in him to lead your sheep, Father. We just thank you. We ask you, God, that you would continue to bless this network with Brother Hakeem and Sister Michelle as they have so graciously, Father, for the last year and a half, Father, that they've opened their doors so that Fuse could still have a platform to be able to send down the word out into the world. We just thank you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Father God, because you deserve it. In the name of Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
The scripture shall be from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of suffering you are. In his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you have suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place on a firm foundation. All power to him forever. Amen. I have read 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 through 11. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearing, reading, and understanding of his most holy word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Again, these are our announcements for this week. Let us continue to keep the families of the bereaved in prayer. As you all know, yesterday we just laid Brother Bobby Cook to rest, amen. And yesterday as we were finishing up that service, we got a call that Brother Tony Suttles, amen, son of Sister Gloria and Brother Johnson, that he passed as well. So the funeral arrangements are being made now. Please keep them in your prayers. Amen. Brother Tony was a fighter, and he fought the good fight. Amen. And I'm just so grateful to have known such a great man, because even in the midst of everything that was going on, he told me, praise God. I'll never forget that. He said, praise God. And I understood exactly what he said. Amen. So let us please just pray for each other. Let us continue to love on each other. Continue to lift each other up. That's the purpose of the church. The church is the people, not the building. It's the people.
Amen.
The love of God penetrates the walls of the church, but it also penetrates the hearts of the people. And that's where it stays. Remember, the word says that if the people will not praise my name, that the rocks will cry out.
Amen. Yes.
So it's up to us to continue this love affair. Continue to love on your church. Love on the people.
Yes.
You
yes.
are the church. We will be having our Wednesday night service this week, amen, 7:30 p.m., amen. Come and join us. Come in and be blessed. Amen. The address is 456 Palmerston Street, River Rouge, Michigan, 48218. Amen. Again, that is 456 Palmerston Street, River Rouge, Michigan, 48218. Amen. And I promise you there's a blessing waiting for you at Fuse Memorial. Amen. Amen. We are still in the midst of a pandemic, amen. This Delta variant is running rampant, amen. And we knew that it was coming. We knew that it was going to happen, amen. But we have to prepare ourselves for this, this fight that we're up against. I will not tell you which way that you are to go, but I will tell you to, if you're listening to any news outlets, you must know what you have to do in order to stay safe, amen. So please do so to keep yourself and your family safe. All right. God bless you again. I pray that God will continue to show you his will and his way for your lives. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. I would like to introduce to you here in the CME Church, amen, we reserve the fifth Sundays for our missionaries. Amen. And while we are yet still over the radio, amen, it is a true blessing that we honor our missionaries and we honor the work that they do. Amen. And we are joined today by one of the greatest missionaries that I've had the honor of knowing, amen, Sister Annie Plump. Amen. Will you bring greetings, Sister Plump?
Oh, thank you. Good morning, everybody. Well, today is Missionary Day, and I'm proud to be the one to bring a little message to you about our Missionary Society. We are truly together on this Sunday, and we're so proud that we continue to go on, and our missionary work is to continue to go on. Our missionary members are Gail Blakely, our president. I'm the vice president, Annie Plump. Darlene Harrington is the treasurer. Pam Carter is the secretary. Our members are Jesse, Charlene, Ruth, Mary, and Pat Johnson, and we're so thankful to have them as our members. And today we do celebrate, every fifth Sunday we celebrate Missionary Day. We're proud to say that last conference year, all of our activities were met and the programs were met. We're thankful for the technology that God has given man to make sure that all these programs went on. we gave $800 to two charities, both, and we were so thankful to do that. We helped the homeless, and we also gave food to fed a lot of people. With the different churches, they have a pantry, and we feed people, and we also send out the dresses over to Jamaica. We're just proud that we're missionaries, and we're can continue to do God's work, because nothing has stopped. We're so thankful for God giving us the chores to do that we do, and we're thankful that we are able to do this. We miss our churches. It's like the family reunion, but once we get back in there in full force, we'll be a family reunion, and we'll be so glad to hug each other and touch each other, because right now it's a little hard, but we have to follow and be obedient, like washing our hands and standing in a distance and wearing a mask, and we all are trying to do that. Just be obedient and also get your shot. But anyway, I'm just thankful to be able to say this morning about the missionaries. And we're thankful for our church and the members of our church, because every member of our church is are all missionaries. They're all so helpful. They help us in every way. And our minister, Reverend Townsend, is just wonderful as a leader of us. He helps us with anything we need to do or wouldn't want to do. He's right there for us. And God has been our leader, and he's always will be. We praise him, and we give him all the praises, because when the praises go up, the blessings come down, and we're thankful. And thank you all for listening to me, and I love you all. Take care, and amen.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Plump, Ms. Blakely, and all the missionaries. God bless you all. Amen.
Almighty God, maker, defender, redeemer, and friend. Father God, you who sit enthroned over all of us, your children, during these trying times, the flood in various stages, Father God, we just thank you right now for not allowing the bad news and the menacing invisible forces to come upon our doorstep, Father God. Father of all mercies, we thank you for having mercy on us, and that you are yet overcoming our anxiousness and our exhaustion and anger and our sadness, Father God. We thank you for the strength and the peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you for guarding our hearts and our minds, Jesus. Be our refuge. Keep us safe, Father God. Be our ever-present help in the time of trouble. Lord Jesus, we just thank you right now for just allowing your well of spring water to well up in each and every one of us while you still, Father God, keep the death shadow away from us right now, Father God, and allow it to pass. We thank you right now, Father God, that the church prevails, and that this quarantine will not prevail, Father God, that your Holy Spirit will sit presently and always with each and every one of us. And we thank you right now, Holy Spirit, for our neighbors in our heart, Father God. Keep us from fear, hurt, harm, and danger. We just thank you right now, Father God, that your promises, they do never waver, Father God. We thank you, precious Redeemer, that our sins are nailed to the cross and we are clothed in your righteousness, Father God. We just thank you that nothing could ever separate us from your love. You are a healer, Father God. We just pray for those that are vulnerable at this time, Father God, the elderly, the weak, and those with chronic diseases, the poor, the hungry, and the isolated. We just thank you right now, Father God, that you are constantly with us and that you carry all our burdens for us, Father God. We just lay them at your feet, Father God. We do not take them back. We pray for caregivers. We pray for those on the front lines. We thank you, Father God, for all the persons that are in the places for communities, Father God, the police and our Father God, and those that are deadly fixing our electric, Father God. We have no control over the weather and all of these things that are bombarding us. But right now, Father God, just guarding, guide them, Father God. Shield and sustain them, Father God. Sustain us all, Father God. We just thank you right now that you hide us under your wing. We thank you right now, Father God, that you are indwelling spirit and that we are empowered by you, Father God. We are your people. You give us wisdom each and every day to live by and to share with each other. We thank you right now, Father God, that We, our steps are ordered this day that you will carry us, Father God, from one day to the next, from one love to one another, Father God. We just thank you right now that you help each and every one of us, Father God, with what we are currently dealing with, whatever each and every household, Father God, is experiencing right now, Father God, that you can handle it all. Father God, you can handle each and every human form and various problem that comes upon us, Father God, because you took it all upon you to hell, Father God, and you left it there. We thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Bless us again, Brother Tony.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Joy today is mine. Love is mine. Love is mine. Love today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Love today is mine. Peace is mine, peace is mine, peace today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, peace today is mine. Oh, victory, oh, victory, victory today is mine. Oh, victory, victory today is mine. Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, victory today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes. Victory. Amen. Bless us, Reverend.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Townsend. Thank you, Hakeem. Thank you, Minister, Ministerial Staff, and Fuse Church and friends. God bless you all. Scripture. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 to 11. I am going to read from the Message Bible. So be content with who you are and don't put on air. God's strong hand is on you. He will promote you at the right time. Live carefree before God. He is most careful with you. He gets the last word. Keep a cool head. Stay alert. The devil is posed to pronounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Keep your guard up. You are not the only one plunged into these hard times. It's the same with the Christians all over the world. So keep a firm grip on the faith. The suffering won't last forever. It won't be before this generous God who has great plans for us in Christ. Eternally and glorious plans they are. We'll have you put together and on your feet for good. He gets the last word. Yes, he does. Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Subject, place your care in God's hand. Early church traditional affirmed that Apostle Peter was the author of the letter known as 1 Peter. Peter is written in the form of a letter, a form of communication frequently used in the Greek and Roman world. It begins and ends with a form of greeting. The letter's main message makes use of themes and styles that are found in many other New Testament writings, like the gospel. It tells of the importance of Jesus' death and God raising him back to life. It also repeats Jesus' teaching concerning trust in God, the importance of being humble and being joyful in times of suffering. In the modern era, who challenged his authorship argues that vocabulary and literary styles of the letter is more advanced than the vocabulary of an uneducated and untrained fisherman, Acts 4, chapter 13, verse. Many of these critics also assert that the theological of the letter is too much like Paul. Peter has read Paul's letter, 2 Peter 3, chapter 15, verse, and both men were under the guidance of the Holy Spirit when they wrote. In 1 Peter, apostle means someone chosen by God to spread the message about Jesus Christ. The word Christ is the form of the Greek word Christos, which means Messiah or chosen one, so it can be placed before or after Jesus' name. 1 Peter writes a letter. Church leaders, I am writing to encourage you. I, too, am a leader, as well as a witness to Christ suffering, and I will share in his glorious when it is shown to us. 1 Peter chapter 5, first verse. Just as shepherds watches their sheep, you must watch over everyone God has placed in your care. Do it willingly in order to please God and not simply because you think you must. Let it be something you want to do instead of something you do merely to make money. Don't be bossy to those people who are in your care, but set example for them. Then when Christ, the chief shepherd, returns, you will be given a crown that will never lose its glory. All of you young people should obey your elders. In fact, everyone should be humble toward everyone else. The scripture says, God opposes proud people, but he helps everyone who is humble. Be humble in the presence of God's mighty power, and he will honor you when the time comes. God cares for you, so turn all your worries over to him. Be on guard and stay awake. Your enemy, the devil, is like a roaring lion sneaking around to find someone to attack. But you must resist the devil and stay strong in your faith. You know that all over the world, the Lord's followers are suffering just as you are. But God shows undeserved kindness to everyone. That's why he appointed Christ Jesus to chose you to share in his eternal glory. You will suffer for a while, but God will never make you complete. sturdy, strong, and firm. God will be in control forever. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Reverend, for blessing us with that wonderful word. Amen. As the door of the church is open, that door being Jesus, is there somebody here who is ready to give their life, their cares, their issues, their problems, their situations over to Jesus? If that's you and you're ready, I offer Jesus to you right now. He's the only one that can take it all and still love you the same way. Jesus is saying, come unto me. Give it to me. Let me have it so that you can live a peaceful life. If that's you and you have found yourself even at times on the losing end, you find that there's always a problem, an issue. You're always the one that's being blamed or being hurt. You're always the one that has to suffer, and it seems as if you have to work harder for the things that come easy for everybody else. I promise you, there's a man named Jesus who was on a mission to bring your soul, to grant your soul access to heaven. If that's you, I need you to pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you would come into my life. Heal my broken heart. Touch my mind, my body, and my soul, because I give it all to you. Help me, Father God, to see clearly what you have for me. I bless your name, Father, for there is no greater name on this earth or in heaven. Forgive me. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord, my Savior, and my Redeemer. Now utilize me, Father. Use me to the best of your ability, so that I might tell someone else and continue the mission of salvation. Thank you. I honor you and I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you sincerely meant that within your heart, salvation now belongs to you. Happy birthday. For this is the greatest day for the rest of your life. Live and love. And let Jesus be your guiding light. Find yourself a Bible-based church. Bless them with your presence. Support them with your tithes and offerings. And watch what God will do in your life and in the life of your church. May God keep you in all that you do. Amen. Amen. And amen. Before our doxology and our benediction, I just want to give, as always, a special shout out to Sister Michelle. We're praying for you, Brother Akim. We're always praying for you. Amen. This HubNet network, we're praying. Amen. We know that God is still moving And some great things are about to come from this network. Y'all just stay tuned because we are HubNet 24/7. Amen. Amen and amen. Brother Tony, one more time, Doc, will you bless us with the doxology? Then I yield to the Reverend Patricia Johnson for the benediction.
God bless. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Oh, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
Benediction. The Lord blesses you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We are signing off.
Preserve.